The Bonnet Carey Spillway is a human-made waterway that restricts and occasionally allows the Mississippi River to flow into Lake Pontchartrain near the outskirts of New Orleans, Louisiana. The spillway is meant to manage the Mississippi when its water level rises too high, it dropping its gates to invite the river's fresh water into the lake's already tainted brackish. Every Good Friday, the men of my family and I would travel to the Bonnet Carey Spillway, where we would spend the day in a dry section of orangish dirt, the kind that would take shape in the air like little smoke clouds with every footstep, those footsteps making the sound of a shovel chopping at raw, hardened earth. The spillway was built as a part of a plan by the Army Corps of Engineers to prevent flooding and erosion in Louisiana. The coast is said to lose about 100 yards of land a day. The federal agency has managed the Mississippi for decades, attempting to corral its waters that course through the heart of North America, conquering land and replotting it and determining rushes. The spillway is another one of those projects where humankind has tried to place a hand over the natural, which seldom turns out to have proper calculation. As a child, I only knew the spillway from my family's tradition. It was a rather animated one. The men would drink alcohol, smoke cigars, and play cards, and they'd invite the boys, those who were at least teenagers, to do the same. The tradition follows a dogmatic New Orleans disposition that believes in celebrating life at the highest rung, especially around holidays. We'd also fry fish and throw horseshoes and curse more than we had during all the days combined between Mardi Gras and then, since the Lenten season was meant to be a sacrifice of pleasures. The tradition would always technically be called a crabbing trip, but I'd never seen a net cast in all my years of attendance. To me, the trip was plainly about men existing on a land unbothered. The spillway had been the backdrop because it was the habitat that was natural to us in Louisiana. It was moments like these, as well as actual crabbing trips I'd taken on other bayous, that helped me reckon with all the institutional structures that loomed over me in the cityscape. The spillway area was vast and unmarked. And although the actual spillway, too, was a human structure, the environment was bodiless. Although the Mississippi has tended to flood lands over centuries, it has always taken its time to remunerate the landscape with new soils, as nature dictates. When humans have interfered, it has tended to ruin nature's order and worsen the erosion problem. By closing off the soil-carrying waters of the Mississippi from the coastline, the river eats without redistributing its sustenance, making a glutton out of the widening gulf. I think of all the waters and water-eaten lands that surrounded me while growing up in Louisiana. My grandfather used to take my cousins and me to these campsites on the bayou, and I could feel the power of being surrounded by the natural and hearing it hum. It was at Bayou Signet State Park that my grandfather first taught me how to hold a blue crab without getting pinched. He'd sink his crab net, an oxidized metal ring wide as a basketball hoop, tethered with dingy off-white netted rope, and lift out these clampy creatures clung to a turkey neck in its core. He studied with his eyes, then latched with his hand. An index finger and thumb restraining the crab's back two legs would guarantee it couldn't snap onto you, and you could control it for a while before letting it loose again. After all, nature would rather be loosed.